PGA Tour Countdown is brought to you by PXG. Nobody builds golf clubs the way we do, period. And by MyBookie. Now, let's get on to it after round three of the Masters. Is right. PGA Tour Countdown is on the air. We're here at the Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com, broadcasting live all week, and the round three is completed. When you listen to this, you'll probably be into round four, but you'll want to hear these interviews because we have Jon Rahm, we have Brooks Koepka, we have Victor Hovland, and amateur Sam Bennett keyed up for you to listen to. So I don't want to get into too much more, except let's listen to those interviews. And then we'll come back and wrap this whole puppy up and get you ready to watch round four of the Masters. Happy Easter Sunday, everybody. Let's roll.
Sam, you had a lot of time to kill over the suspension yesterday and obviously get started today. How'd you kill the time just to kind of get yourself ready?
Yeah, I just hung out. A few buddies came over, went out to eat with Coach. Yesterday I had to go to Dick's and get some warmer clothes, some Under Armours with the weather. But, yeah, we just hung out at the house.
You've been here. So this course has changed quite a bit. Hot, humid early in the week. Now it's in the 40s. What's the biggest thing you're trying to get a handle on going into this final round?
Yeah, the ball's gone a lot shorter. I mean, the north wind, it's tough out here. It's the hardest wind. The course is playing long. Then you factor in the north wind and hitting with mud on your ball every time. It's pretty difficult. So, yeah, it's a different course, but I think you still got, you know, same game plan. Take advantage of the par fives and then just grind for pars on the other holes.
Does the fact that the golf course is playing longer, I mean, I know you're not the longest hitter in amateur golf, but does it simplify things knowing that you're not going for par fives and two, you have to take what the course gives you? How do you go into this kind of this challenging course?
Yeah, it definitely is a little longer. I mean, the first couple of days, I was kind of hanging with, you know, Scheffler and Homa off the tee, but the ball is not bouncing anymore, so I'm pretty far back. But, you know, I feel like I'm trying to do too much with the driver, maybe hit a little harder, and I just need to play my game and, you know, wedge it close and get the ball on the tee and then go from there.
The start of this week, you're one of the seven amateurs. You're the last man standing. The low amateur stuff we'll take care of later, but you have this incredible gallery that's cheering you as you just walk up to talk to me. How much fun has it been with this gallery, just walking in the final? You're in the final group today.
Yeah, the playing in the final group on Saturday or Sunday, whatever, it was incredible alongside Rahm and Koepka. The patrons have been awesome, cheering me on, telling me to hang in there, and they really make me, you know, feel welcomed and comfortable out here.
Courtney's on your bag, your coach at Texas A&M. What are maybe some of the things he's talking to you about while you're out there, kind of in uncharted territories in this, you know, big stage? What's he doing to try and keep you calm?
Yeah, he's just trying to tell me to keep breathing, just enjoy it, look around, you know, give high fives, just have fun. And, you know, we're talking about getting looks. I didn't have many looks today. Just, I mean, the course is playing tough. And, you know, hopefully this afternoon I'll get a few more birdie looks.
We'll get some rest. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey, everybody, the 2023 Masters is rocking and rolling, and my bookie is your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. You got to take advantage of those crazy boosted odds that those folks have at the MyBookie Money Bag with a chance to lock in top-seeded talent at long-shot odds. You got to go here. Go to MyBookie.website/PGA Countdown and use promo code PGA Countdown. You know, MyBookie is the only online sportsbook that makes you feel like you just hit the sweet spot on that three-wood you beat your best friend week in and week out of all of his money. Because you know what you do? You bet, you win, and they pay. Getting started, simple. Here's what you do. Go to MyBookie.website/PGA Countdown and you use promo code PGA Countdown to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. Pretty simple here. All you got to do, deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code PGA Countdown and claim your bonus. Whether you're a diehard or casual fan, simply put, there's never, ever, ever been a better time for you to start exploring the world of online sports betting with MyBookie. Remember, that's MyBookie.website/PGA Countdown and use promo code PGA Countdown. Got to use that promo code, folks, PGA Countdown, and bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie.
Yeah, I'd say I'm liking it a lot better. Definitely coming in with some momentum off of that back nine. That was really nice. But we still got a lot of work ahead. I need to post a really good number later this afternoon.
Is that, given your position, does that change your strategy in this final round?
Not really. The strategy is basically the same, but I feel like it maybe helps my mindset a little bit. I have to go out there and get it. So if I can keep the mindset that I had on that back nine versus maybe the guys in the lead, they feel like they have to protect maybe a little bit more. So hopefully I can take advantage of that.
We were talking earlier this week about the short game work you've been doing with Joe. How optimistic are you about your overall game now that is improving?
Yeah, I mean, it's I've had a big hole that's been leaking, and I'm starting to plug those holes. You know, when I'm just practicing, it looks really, really nice. I would put my short game up against anyone in the practice area, but it's a little bit different doing it out here and trusting it. And I think that's kind of the last piece of the puzzle, is just trusting the work instead of trying to control and steer a good shot. It's more just kind of trusting that technique and letting it happen. I mean, the star was really nice, the 7-iron into 11. That was really nice. Hit that one close and really take advantage of a good break on 12 after I, you know, hit a 9-iron basically in the trees and bounced back and chipped in there. And that's kind of when things were starting to roll.
Is it difficult not to get ahead of yourself when you're on a roll like that and staying in the present?
Yeah, a little bit, because you think, oh, I can birdie this hole, 15, we got a par 5, and then... You know, some of these pins, if you hit a good iron shot, you can give yourself a pretty makeable putt. But at the same time, you hit a bad shot, now you're staring at bogey. So it's just one of those places where, yeah, you can be aggressive, but if you miss in the wrong spots, it goes the other way quick.
Given the wind and the softness of the course, you tell me if it's soft or not, and the temperature, how is this course playing right now?
It's still playing pretty long. It's still a little bit wet in the ground, so the ball spins a lot. It's cold, it's getting a little windy, so some of those holes into the wind are playing really long. But as you said, the greens are receptive, so if you're hitting good shots, you can take them at the pin and they're going to stop. So that, I guess that's the only saving grace around here.
Is there difficulty in adjusting numbers given all those conditions?
Well, the softness of the greens helps a lot, but it is a little bit difficult getting used to how short the ball is going. The first few holes that I played, I mean, I hit a good wedge into number 9 that just spun back, and number 10 I hit a decent 8-iron that wasn't even close to sniffing the green. And it just took a couple holes for me to kind of get the yardage just right.
What's your target?
Don't really have a target. You know, if I play like I did today and just stay in that good mindset, I can easily go and roll off a few birdies in a row and make a few nice saves. But it looks like the wind is going to be blowing, so it should be a great test.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
PXG will stop at nothing to create the world's finest golf equipment. Their new Gen 6 golf clubs deliver blazing fast ball speed, outstanding distance, and breathtaking forgiveness. But it doesn't stop there. PXG's high-performance men's and women's apparel will elevate your game with lightweight, high-tech fabrics. And now you can tee it up with PXG's brand new Extreme Golf Balls, bringing you big distance, snappy green grabbing control, and a slick alignment aid to help you sink more putts. Find it all at pxg.com.
John, how do you feel like you performed this morning?
I thought it was good. It's not easy. Cold and windy, wet. Not the easiest. Obviously, I started really good making those putts on 7, 8, 9 and the par putt on 10. And after that, just quite couldn't get it going. I wasn't making bad swings. Just a couple of bad wind gusts at the wrong time and ended up seeing myself in tough positions. But feeling good, playing good, swinging well. So hopefully can keep it going.
With 18 holes left to decide this tournament, what do you hope to be committed to in this final 18?
Well, with the win we're going to have today, the main thing is staying committed to whatever shot you pick, right? Have a clear picture and commit to it. And it's always going to be better to maybe have the lower percentage shot but commit to it, and higher percentage shot and not commit it, right? So, you know, should be a fun afternoon.
When the conditions are like this, what's the most challenging
part? I can't tell you just one. It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. There's a couple holes where you need to put the ball in the fairway, you know, 17 and 18 are a key aspect of it. And then once you're in the fairway, dealing with what you have afterwards, right? It is a golf course where you're working with some small margins, and you just have to be, again, committed and accurate to every, in every shot you have.
What are the conditions of the course right now as far as firmness and softness?
Well, I mean, it's soft, but it's quick enough on the greens. Obviously, fairways are not going to be rolling out too much, but I'm assuming they're going to have the sub air going all afternoon, so it might get a little bit firmer towards the end. I doubt it just because of how much rain they had, but it's in good shape. I mean, it's better than I thought it was going to be with how much it rained yesterday.
Okay. What will it take to catch Brooks, and how important is it to be in the final pairing with him?
Well, it's important to be in the final pairing, the closest pursuer. I mean, I can't be worrying too much about what he's doing. My objective today is to focus on my own game and what I can control. Whatever Brooks does is whatever Brooks does.
Your
advantage got halved. How do you feel coming off the golf?
Halved? What do you mean halved?
4-2.
Well, I started yesterday at 2. I'm just spitting facts to you. I don't know what else to say. I've been in the same spot, yeah.
From the restart,
yeah. I mean, I'm fine with 2.
You've been in this position going into final round of a major. Does it feel different because of the disconnect? Because of the delays, you had to come back this morning, or do you sort of have that same momentum? Does it feel the same?
No, it feels the same. Look, it's going to be an interesting afternoon if the wind keeps blowing and keeps swirling like this down there. Yeah, anything can happen, but you just got to be in control of your ball. It's not playing as long as it did yesterday. You know, you had a little bit of wind and rain, so it doesn't help, but just the wind is fine.
How invincible do you feel out there?
I feel fine. I'm just going about me. That's it.
Where's your confidence level going into this final?
It's pretty good. I mean, how could you not be, right?
What's the plan for the next 2 hours or so?
Probably just chill, go get worked on, hit balls again, do the normal routine. No, it's worked so far, so just keep doing the same thing I've been doing. You know, hopefully play good and see where it puts me. Good? Thanks.
Okay, so there you have it. You've heard from the leaders and the top amateur and Victor Hovland, who had one heck of a run today. Now, let's get on to round 4 of the Masters. Enjoy your happy Easter Masters Sunday. PGA Tour Countdown, the Rap Show, will be back with you tomorrow, after the final round of the Masters, as well as Golf Talk America, but we'll be with you for 2 shows this next week. So we appreciate all of you listening. We really hope you have a great afternoon. It's going to be a heavyweight championship. We can't wait to watch it. Again, thanks to my bookie, and special thanks to PXG. Nobody builds golf clubs the way we do, period. And again, our special thanks to Azalea Hospitality. Go to azaleahospitality.com and check out everything they have to offer. We'll catch you after the final round.